8 small kids and their parents are in the kiddie pool at the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center, where an adult exercise class is in the full-size pool. Staff members say the crowd is typical for a Wednesday night until the summer when things get a lot busier. 14-year-old Daniel Stelzer comes there a few times each year, but he says the indoor pool is a little limited for his purposes.
One thing that was great about the Crystal Lake pool is how there was an area that was just water to play in. You know, there was the area at the end that was like 3 feet deep for people who were, you know, learning to swim. They could go into the deeper and deeper water. Really, there's not a pool anywhere around that just has an area of open water without lap lanes, without slides, that you could just swim or play in.
Daniel has been part of the Crystal Lake Nadiators swim team since he was six, a team without a place to compete since deterioration forced Crystal Lake Pool to close in 2008. The outdoor facility had something to offer his whole family in the summer, says his mom, Becky Mead.
They go for a swim team, and we go every single day, probably in the afternoon, too. It's a whole different animal, because this is a lovely pool, and it's a great asset to the park district, but it's not an outdoor pool in the summertime. And Sholem Pool is more of a water park than a pool.
The family's closest outdoor swimming options are in Champaign, including the Sholem Aquatic Center, Spalding Pool, and the privately run Indian Acres Swim Club. Urbana Park District Executive Director Vicki Mays says the new vision for Crystal Lake Pool includes 4 separate pools at the old site, one for competition, a deep plunge pool, and 2 leisure pools. Mays says one of the main driving forces for this plan is the tight programming schedule for the Indoor Aquatic Center, Urbana's only remaining pool.
The Indoor Aquatic Center simply, even in the summer when it's not used by the school, is simply not large enough to meet the demands of the community overall.
If the referendum passes Tuesday, Urbana property owners next year will pay an additional 11 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, or about $37 more on a $100,000 home. That tax hike would remain in place to pay off bonds over a 25-year period. The rate would drop off over time due to tax caps, but enough tax money would remain in place for pool upkeep beyond that time. Park District Board President Michael Walker says he understands a property tax increase at this time will be a real burden to some people. He's also optimistic that the economy will bounce back.
This community will be doing better 5 years from now than it is today, and we will be well off to have gotten this process started and have it in the ground rather than wait 5 years and then try to do it in a climate where maybe building is booming again, interest rates are coming up. It just becomes much more difficult.
Local developer Howard Wakeland says he has no problem with the intent of the park district, but is concerned about the pool's more than $7 million price tag and how citizens would continue paying for it. He says Urbana is growing to the south and east, and putting a pool at the site of a shuttered one on the city's north side doesn't serve Urbana well. Wakeland contends there's less interest in swimming these days, and a new Crystal Lake pool would only serve about a fourth of the population.
They're on their four-wheelers out in the wilds. They're on baseball. They're on this and that and the other thing. There's so many things for young people now that I don't think that swimming has the popularity that it once had.
For Daniel Stelzer and his mom, it's hard to imagine not having a regular outdoor site for both recreational and competitive swimming. But a failed referendum will mean exactly that, according to the Urbana Park District's Michael Walker.
This is basically a decision point. It's a fork in the road for this district. Are we going to have an outdoor pool or not? And if it fails, as far as I'm concerned, that decision is made for the foreseeable future.
If the referendum fails, the Park District will still require the use of taxpayer money for pool-related expenses. They'll have to spend $300,000 in existing tax funds to fill in the old Crystal Lake pool. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.